Welcome back again to the Scottish Church Planting Network podcast. I'm Fiona Stewart and I'm delighted that I'm joined by Rufai Adesola. Am I saying it right?
That's right.
I am. Well, I'm delighted to meet you. I met Kemi earlier, your wife. She had to dash off because she had something to do. So she said you are the person to speak to about church and church planting and all that you do. You're based in Craigentinny.
That's right.
Which is South Edinburgh, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. And how long have you been there? What do you do? Tell us all about yourself.
Yeah, we've been at Edinburgh generally for the past 19 years now. And we moved into Craigentinny about 7 years ago. It's formerly St. Christopher Church. And we bought the building and then we're part of the community. And so it has been an amazing story. We're moving from one location to another. Okay. You know, we couldn't find a place, you know, from Cameron to Gimmerton to different location. Eventually, we were able to secure the property and we moved in there. The journey started and the church had been locked up for 2 years.
Okay.
And eventually, the church was reopening again.
Yeah.
And that actually bring hope to the community again. It's an amazing building and also amazing structure.
Yeah.
But we do realize that the church is not the building, it's about the people. So we're trying to engage with the people in the community and to let them know that the church is for the community, not just for the redeemed Christian Church of God. Mm-hmm. And then it's also hoping for their benefit and for people that want to know what we are doing inside. So there are quite a lot of activities going on. We meet every Sunday. We meet on Wednesday before the COVID for Bible study. We also have a program for teenagers. We also have a group called Kickboxing. They come in there on Tuesday and also on Thursday for Kickboxing for just community. And so the door is open for as many people that want to come. But our mission in that community is to make an impact by following a simple instruction that was stated in the Bible. That's Matthew chapter 16, verse 15. That says, go ye to the world and make the disciple of all nations. Yeah. So we understand that there are quite a lot of loneliness, isolation, people, you know, depressed. So we are open-minded people to see people thriving and also to discover their gifts. And so that's basically what we're doing.
And for people who are not familiar with Craigentinny as a community, there would be quite significant needs there, wouldn't there? What sort of?
Yeah, the significant need there, we realize, is Craigentinny, where we located, is like two parts. We have some that are more or less middle class, and we have some part that's more or less like a lower class people that are struggling. So we have a special program for them on Easter period. Mm-hmm. Christmas period, and also summer. What we do is we do a kind of getting the people to come in and to be able to find out their need. So during the COVID, we are able to discover their need.
Mm.
We do quite a lot of, almost about 500 families we are able to reach. In term of, we drop in food. There is something, a project we started before the COVID. But when the COVID in the coming, during that time, we actually liaise with some stores that give us food items.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to houses to drop food items. And then we also trying to get people that are actually low income, that actually need support in terms of what we can do, the newborn family.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do also give them a cloth, a baby cloth. We do after school as well. And then we are also seeking for more volunteer. But there was one that we do realize on the lower side, from getting down to Portobello, where there's quite a lot of elderly people. So there is a program that we actually embark upon, which is 2 to 4. That's on Sunday, that just for them to come into the building, have a cup of tea, they want to chat with someone, but that has stopped during the COVID.
Of course.
Yeah. But at the moment, so we are running a food bank, and We are also training younger ones, people that want to engage in the how to play music. Yeah. But we are into music. We've got quite a lot of people that actually play music instrument.
I mean, this is sounding amazing.
That's exactly what we are doing. But much more, there are quite a lot of opportunity. The only real challenges is we need more volunteer.
Yeah, that was my next question. Because that sounds like a lot. You've got kickboxing and the food bank and the music and, you know, youth work and so on. And, you know, like you say, the loneliness and the need that there is enormous. So how do you go about structuring team and volunteers?
The team, I'm the residence pastor, and that's my wife, Kemi. She does a lot of admin aspect of it. And also because we are into church planting, I got a 10 minister working with me in the church. And then what we do is now the structure in place as a lead pastor in a local parish. I do a kind of leadership training, discipleship training to deploy people into their area of their calling. And so majorly on Sunday, what we do, we also have other days that we do a course, a training course. We call it SOD, School of Disciple.
Okay.
We have people want to learn more about what it means to be a disciple. So that structure is leading pastor. Then we have ordained minister. We have workers. And then we have volunteers. Then we have member. Then none of these people are paid. They are volunteer.
Yeah.
But we got one now that's going to be doing 2 days in a week. But most of the volunteer we got, they're actually operational on Sundays because they're actually working people.
Yeah.
So we need more volunteer that can actually, because the intention is that church to be open 7 days in a week.
Yes. Yes.
At the moment, we only open Sunday and probably, you know, 2 other days, which is not full days. So the plan is to get a volunteer, 2 or 3 volunteer that can be there, maybe 1 or 2 days that the church can be open 7 days. So the people in the community.
Yeah. So that sounds like a sort of idea of a kind of pipeline, isn't it? So,
yeah.
So even from the very beginning, you're talking about discipleship being also about service and also about volunteering and planting, I guess, would be the aim of that as well. That's a bit of a thread that's coming through quite a lot of things that we're talking about, isn't it? What about some of the challenges of planting?
Oh, the challenges of the planting. One of the challenges is Jesus was telling his disciples, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. We are struggling to find more people that want to become a pastor or a lead pastor. For instance, on the 5th, we go to Galashi. Yeah, and then so to start a new church in Galashia.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, on the 5th of May, we are starting that. We just secure a place at St. Peter's Church in Galashia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be afternoon service from 2 to 4. So I have to be going there with some other minister. We've been going to be on the rota.
So you're interested, so, yes.
Yeah, so going to be on the rota until you get somebody that's going to be a permanent residence pastor on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we, it's a big challenge to find, you know, a pastor. Or somewhere, that's why we're embarking on training of discipleship.
Yeah.
Because discipleship is like, go ye to the world and preach the gospel. So it's a gradual process. And so that's one of the challenges. The second challenge is about to reach out to the new generation. One of the things we are driving now is the teenager church, which have been we have almost about 45 teenagers now in local parish. So we'll be taking them to, we got a camp in England, in Surrey. Yeah, we just got a camp in there. So we're taking them to this summer period to camp.
Mm-hmm.
So teenager, we want to try as much as possible. We are struggling in the area of teenager.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also come down to getting somebody that a volunteer that can train teenager. But we have a class for them on Sunday. But much more outside Sunday, we want to have something for them.
Mm-hmm.
But we need teachers.
Yes.
People that can volunteer, that have skill and experience that can be teenager. So it's also that's one of the challenges. And then the last challenges we are facing is about the community to be able to find out the need of the community, but there's a little bit of, I'm not sure. So, but we're trying to establish their relationship. It has not really been something. So we're looking at this summer to actually, you know, have, which we've been doing before, before the COVID, like, barbecue community to be able to, you know, let them know we want to establish their relationship with people in the country. So it's a bit challenging. There is cultural barriers. There is a kind of, no, I don't do churches.
Yeah.
But I want to let them know that definitely.
Yeah.
So it's a huge barrier to be able to penetrate to the community.
And it's multi-layered. What you're describing is multi-layered, isn't it? The cultural barriers.
That's
tough, isn't it? But it's a long game, right? It's a long game.
Yeah.
So what's your vision in your heart for what you would love God to do in creation?
And
Gala Shields as well.
Yes. What actually we want God to do from our Jerusalem, which is to see the people in the community and see them being transformed, both emotionally, physically, because we realize from my experience, I'm from a Muslim background. I was born as a Muslim before I got converted, that every man have a need.
Yeah.
Every man, whether you are a Christian or not, there's a need. There's nobody on the planet that doesn't have a need. The need may be physical, it may be emotional, it may be spiritual, and the church is actually being designed to meet that need. So our long term is to meet the need of the people in the community, because just like a woman that came to the well, that met Jesus at the well, and Jesus said, oh, you got 7 months, man, the one you are with. And he went back home to go and tell people. So ability to be able to see people, you know, see two or three people transform, they can go back and say, oh, this is me. I was like this before. See me now. So their testimony can draw other people. So the long time is to see the whole community of Kriegetine coming to know the Lord. And also to see at least two or one person in each family in Kriegetine to come to the knowledge of Christ as a witness. And also the galaxy we are going is, so actually we are trying to reach out to, because everybody in the village, everybody in the small town, Christ died for everybody. We don't just want to sit down in the city with a big building. We want to reach out to the people in also local community, and that's as much as we can reach to.
That sounds wonderful. And I'm sure people as they're listening are probably thinking, I really just want to pray for you and pray God's blessing on that work. I love the kind of shalom nature of all of that. It feels, you know, the physical healing of people, spiritual healing of people, emotional healing. And what a vision to see two in each household in Craigenton. And that spread out. So bless you. Thank you. Thank you for coming to speak. Is there anything you would say to your younger self or to a younger planter?
Three things I want to say for this, for church generally in Scotland, and then also my generation, and also the body of Christ generally, is to know that the body of Christ is one, irrespective of denomination, our belief system. And I was telling Derek then that if I cut my hand now, it's going to affect the whole of my body. So the whole of the body, every part of the body is important. Not is useless. My eyes important. My nose is important. If I shook my nose now, my body is going to feel it. It's so for church to work together and have a common goal. And that common goal is that we must want this nation, Scotland, as a whole for Christ. And the second thing is to rebuild. Because when we came to Scotland about 90 years ago, we realized that every street, there is a church. And then we realized that, some people have been worshiping in this church before. That's why they build churches every street. So we want to encourage people to actually, it's possible, like the wall of Jericho, wall of Jerusalem, that was rebuilt by Nehemiah, is for people to come together and also to rebuild, you know, the ancient churches that have been run down. And also, lastly, is for people to be bold and believe and go out to witness to people about Christ. And then it has to be a service that is selfless service, to know that Jesus is real.
And really live it out, isn't it? Living it out.
Yeah.
Oh, Rifa, thank you so much for coming to speak to us. People can find you. through your church website?
They can find my website. Yeah, they can send an email to RCCG.
Especially if you want to volunteer.
That's King of Glory Parish. Anybody that want to volunteer as well, they can give me a call.
Well, thank you so much for coming to speak. It's been lovely to meet you. And bless you and bless Gala Shields in the next few weeks.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Lord will build that community there.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.